The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
That's Danny Gokey on SOS Radio, and he is on the phone. Danny, when you feel like life just keeps pushing back at you and stirring up drama all around you, what have you learned about keeping hope just front and center?
You know, there's one verse that really sticks out to me. You know, it's just in that specific scenario, because I've been in those situations where, dude, I've honestly put me to my knees crying. I mean, I lost my first wife in one of the most difficult seasons of my life, and then, smack, stab in the face, I lose my wife in that season. But the Bible says, don't grow weary in well-doing, for you will reap a harvest if you faint not. Those seeds that you're planting, those seeds that you're pushing for, you know, keep pressing into God. Because sometimes, you know, when your victory's right around the corner, the enemy's not going to roll out a red carpet to say, hey, come on, grab, you know, go to your promised land. No, we've noticed in the Bible that there were giants in land, and you have to face those giants, but you become a better person when you do it. And I'm going to tell you this, I've experienced great victories in those times.
We're talking to Danny Gokey on SOS Radio this morning. I remember a few months ago, we were sitting at a restaurant down by Fremont Street. And you started talking about the idea of living completely debt-free. I remember you said you were at church one Sunday, and the pastor just said something about generosity that just kind of like clicked for you and changed your entire worldview on how you see money.
Well, man, and it's true. Let me tell you this. I'm telling you, people who aren't givers, who don't follow the principles of God's word, they actually sell themselves short. It's funny to me because, you know, people are like, well, I can't afford a tithe. Well, you know what? There's so much more that you lost out because you won't tithe or you won't give and follow the principles of God's word. And I remember when I was 20 years old, I heard the pastor preach on tithe, and I never did it. And I said, you know what? This is what I want to do. And I started to tithe, and it has transformed my life because God can take, you know, simply when you tithe, it's like, and give offerings, it's like giving God your two fish and five loaves. God can do a whole lot more with your 10%. Than you can do with your 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it's amazing. He multiplies, he grows, and he makes it bigger than it could ever be. And so that principle's changed my life. I'm not lying to you, man. I encourage people, even if you have more than enough, if you want to experience God in a new dimension, allow him in your finances. It's amazing.
I think in America as a capitalistic society, we're just kind of conditioned to think about like, well, this is mine, and then this is charity, but God doesn't look at it like that. It's a kingdom principle. It's a kingdom mindset. And God's saying, you know what? It's not about what you build or what you take. It's about just living generously overall and giving to me what's mine first, trusting me for it.
And I love that because the thing is that, remember, we don't live here on earth forever, which is a very short time compared to eternity. And the thing is, if you want rewards in heaven, it's time to do it God's way. And don't store up your treasures here, but store them in people's lives and watch God reward you for it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, don't store up your treasures for yourself, but invest them in people's lives.
You know, a lot of people, like myself, for example, I find it really hard to pray. And sometimes, just like listening to the music, I sing along with it, and that's like my prayer to God.
Yeah, our testimonies are always going to be the most powerful thing.
I just hope that encourages you.
When we share what God is doing in our lives, we all get to learn and grow together.
To sit back and sort of look at it from a bird's eye view.
We can be a little better every day.
And ultimately just make God proud.
That's life.
We're singing to one God.
That's the SOS community.
I love the dialogue. I love the discussion. I love you plugging in with our SOS community. That's what this is all about.
Start your day with Scott Harold. Weekday mornings on SOS Radio.
Hey, good morning. This is Jennifer. I'm on my way to work and I heard Danny talking about tithing.
Yeah.
My husband and I have been married almost 20 years together, 24 as of last night. You know, Danny was talking about how people just don't tithe because they can't afford to.
Yeah.
You can't afford not to tithe.
I know, for real.
So we have been in so many situations before kids, when we just got married, all this stuff, where we had money to either go buy groceries or to tithe. And we chose to be faithful and tithe. And then the Lord has always come through for us. One time, my husband got some money that somebody left him, and it just came at the right time. You can't afford not to tithe.
The whole idea of generosity is so much different than what a capitalistic society wants to tell us. It's actually about trusting God first. That's the principle. And it's also about living generously, and money doesn't lord over us. When we can recognize that I'm not an owner of my money, I'm a steward of what God gives me. I'm a steward, a manager of the resources that God puts in my life. When I manage those well, he grows that. It's just like the parable of the talents in the Bible. But when he says, hey, give 10%, he's not saying give me your money. He's saying this is my money. This is my resources. Trust me with that first, and then you're going to be able to do so much more on your 90% than you would ever have had to done with 100 or 110%.
That's absolutely right. We live like no one else, so we can live like no one else.
Thanks for connecting with SOS Radio.
We feature discussions with Christian artists all the time at sosradio.net.
Feel free to share this audio with your friends and family.